In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
The only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to day two of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's 11:06 here at Central Time in the good old U.S. of A., and thank you for listening wherever you may be joining us. What's that, Ed?
You just really hate saying 11:06, don't you?
Well, it's a letter. It's not a number. O is a letter.
I know.
I don't want to use correct English.
Yes.
Huh?
I know. Yeah. Listen, it's just...
HIJKLMN0P.
Yeah. All right, Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Ed Battagliano, Tim Wildman, Jenna Ellis joins us in studio. Good morning, Jenna.
It's so great to be here. Oh, there I am. Yeah. I'm on. Yeah, we had. Oh no, it still is 11:06. I thought we had to wait till 11:07 for me to come on. But it's so great to be here in Tupelo, and always great to join all of you. And as my dad says, he loves this show, by the way, because he always loves hearing from the guys, and it's fun to join the banter. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, good to have you. I know that.
I don't know if this is a compliment or not, but you fit right in.
Oh, thank you. That actually is. And my dad would take that as a compliment for me.
So. One of the guys? Okay.
One of the banter. Yeah. The banteress.
The banteress. Okay.
Yes.
Well, right. And you yesterday after the show was over, because you stayed on for about an hour or maybe more with us, but. You said, hey, listen, I'm available if you guys want me on the rest of the week.
Right.
And so I told, when we had our story meeting this morning, I said, Jenna said she would be on. And Tim said, all right, get her back on. So if you were not being sincere yesterday, that was your fault.
Well.
Because you did a great job.
Thank you.
Your show's great. People really love it. You are not just a communicator. You have the ability to add a Christian context to it, and you're fun to have on.
Well, thank
that's a good
you.
That's a good combination.
That is great. And tomorrow I will wear a sweatshirt that says Navy, because you know what the Navy stands for, right? Never again volunteer yourself.
Right?
Navy.
Yes.
In the Navy. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, day two, and we thank everybody who's already made a gift yesterday or maybe prior to Share-a-thon or earlier this morning. You called in, phoned in a donation to American Family Radio. We just say thank you very much for that, and we want to praise the Lord for his goodness to us and his provision. We know that God's people have always respond during Share-a-thon. Those who listen, you obviously believe in the same things we believe in, and you believe in the mission of American Family Radio, and so we thank you for seeing the vision and making it, you know. It's not easy to write a check to somebody, you know, through an organization.
And times are tough. We understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not, you know, sometimes people go, well, so I don't know those folks, or they're far away or whatever like that. So we consider it an honor that you would trust us with your checkbook to make a gift to American Family Radio. You're listening to AFR. Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now. So, Steve, we talked about this, Fred. But the eyes of the country are watching what's happening on the coast of Florida right now.
Yeah, they are. And it looks like tonight at about 7 p.m. Eastern time, that would be 6 o'clock in Central time, it's supposed to make landfall. It looks right now, as a Category 3, they're predicting just south of Sarasota. So
Sarasota is about 20 miles south of Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
right.
Twenty miles with a hurricane this size isn't. I mean, Tampa.
That's true.
Tampa's going to get a lot of damage. So,
yeah. And I have learned since becoming a Floridian, and I didn't know a whole lot about hurricanes, but where the eye is, if you are just kind of to basically the
the right
3 o'clock or the right side position of the eye, that's the worst part that gets hit. And so if it moves, it all depends on where the eye is, but if the eye is even 20 miles down from Tampa, that'll at least help with the wind and some of that, because they're going to get
for
hammered.
Tampa Bay.
So for
they
Tampa
rotate
Bay,
counterclockwise.
At least.
Yeah,
so.
But there's so many people that live along that coast, all the way from, you know, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, all the way down to
Fort
Myers.
That's where the warm and clear water is.
Yeah.
On that side of Florida, you get the more of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
On the east side, but
well, the storm surge, they're saying that's what's gonna. I mean, the wind, obviously, the flooding, but the storm surge for people who live along the coastline is potentially going to be historic.
Yeah.
Historically bad.
10 feet, I think, and with Florida being so flat. There's nothing to bump up against to kind of push back. So
yeah, I'm watching live cam from Sarasota, from Siesta Key, which is the beach near Sarasota. It's a very famous place for people to vacation and visit. And the as you can imagine, their weather's going down pretty fast. And
yeah.
You just wonder how long this live cam will be available, you know.
Because it's starting to get a little rough looking now,
yeah.
And we're 6 hours away.
Yeah, and these poor landfill. Birds, these poor birds out there. I thought birds were supposed to be smart.
Well, they do have bird brains.
Duly noted.
So
early brain. Where's Nikki Haley when you need her?
Maybe she's on the beach in Florida. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not calling Nikki Haley bird brain.
No,
Trump did.
And no, who would call another human being, a bird.
A name?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of anybody.
It's
all
interesting.
Right.
BBC is showing these aircraft that fly into the middle of the hurricane.
Yeah,
storm chasers.
They're
hurricane hunters.
Hurricane headhunters.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
They flew into the, I saw this video, they flew into the eye. Sometimes the eye wall is extremely defined and it's clear skies above and everything. This wasn't quite as dramatic, but you could all of a sudden it cleared up. You could see down to the ground and man, I don't know. That would be such a trip to be in an airplane.
You know, J.J. Jasper, our very own J.J. Jasper, one time got an invitation
to
go.
To somebody else's J.J. Jasper?
Well, yes, wise guy. You've been hanging around Tim. Well, he got an invitation because he was talking about these hurricane hunters, and somebody he knows was listening and invited him. And J.J. Jasper will do anything.
Yeah.
The guy has zero fear. And he went on one of these when they had a hurricane. In fact, it's a pretty – I don't know the story. I can't remember the story. It was pretty funny because he had to be ready to head for the Mississippi coast – almost on a moment's notice, because you don't know when these hurricanes will pop up.
Right.
And so they called him. And anyway, it's quite an experience. We should maybe get him to share it sometime.
I think that fear is actually a healthy thing,
yeah.
A certain level of that. And
I'm
when you have, you know, a good risk management analysis and, you know, and this is actually what my dad does for a living is quality control and risk management for space rockets and satellites and things.
Oh.
So he's literally a rocket scientist.
Yes.
Which is, and he has the t-shirt actually. This is actually, I am a rocket scientist, which is great. But you know, but he always taught me not only in, you know, in business and some of these other principles and even in law, you know, when I was practicing law, it is all about risk mitigation and saying, okay, here's the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Here's the best case. And then here's kind of the likelihood. And you want to be in what you're comfortable with a good cushion of margin.
Yeah.
And I've always taken that in life and thought about that. And for some of these just really extreme experiences like that, where you're for the rush and the thrill, to me, it's like, you know, I'm fine watching National Geographic,
yes.
And the
mm-hmm.
pictures, but I'm not going to do that myself.
Right.
So
when you talk about the ability to have some solid risk management, JJ, not so much. He just has none of
we'll
that.
We'll pray for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a bit fearless, but because of that, he does these amazing things, and so far has lived to tell about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to tightrope the Niagara Falls between Canada and the U.S.
If that's, somebody offered
that's
that.
Coming up. Well, he's going to live stream it.
Yeah.
He's been
uh-huh.
married for many years,
yeah.
And his wife has had to pull
good
back on the reins.
You know, she's make sure his life insurance is paid.
That is why married men live longer, because
yes.
Otherwise right. Men do stupid things.
Yes.
And as the sole female in
bada
the room,
boom.
I can say that is one of the reasons biblically that it says it's not good for man to be alone.
Yes.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Ed, tell folks our theme verse and then how they can folks can give to our Share-a-thon if they want to help.
Absolutely.
Help us here at AFR.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
It's our fall Share-a-thon, and we're in the middle day. Okay, so yesterday started us off. Today and tomorrow is all that's left of our fall Share-a-thon. Our theme is Revive Us Again. That theme has as its theme verse Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7, and this is what it says. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Folks, America needs God's help. And we say frequently on this show and others, only God can save America. And so this verse is kind of the heartbeat of the staff here as we were picking a verse and a theme. Our nation is in desperate need of revival. So that is the theme of our fall Share-a-thon. And the number to call, if you can give to us, we ask you to be as generous as possible. Here's the number to call. We have folks sitting by and standing by right now to hear from you. The number to call to reach those folks is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can go online and give safely and securely at AFR.net. That is also available for you. I do want to make mention of our Fall Share-a-thon 2024 Premium, and that is for a one-time gift of $150 or more. You will receive a small Revive Us Again travel bag. It has Revive Us Again and the verse on the side, and it's the size of, you know, for toiletries when you travel. That it's a smaller bag. But if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive a copy not only of the Revive Us Again travel bag, but Tim Wildman's brand new book. It's excellent. It's titled Because These Things Matter, a compilation of cultural commentaries. This is a selection of commentaries that Tim has written over the years, and Tim's been writing for many years for our monthly magazine. And so this has been compiled into a brand new book by Tim Wildman, Because These Things Matter. So that's if you become a Great Commission partner. And by that, we mean that you give on a regular basis by credit card or e-check, or you can set up a donation of any amount, can be $30 or more. And so that is a big help to us, and it is easier for people to give that way. You don't have to try to remember or write a check. It just is an automatic draft. So 877-616-2396 is the number to call for our fall Share-a-thon.
So, you know, we have this screen here that tells us who has donated from where.
Yes.
And I'm looking at Roy from Tumsuba, Mississippi, and I'm looking from Gene
from where?
Tumsuba, Mississippi.
You ever heard of that?
And Gene from Tuscumbia, Alabama. And here's my challenge to you. If you live in a place with a weird name, if you want to amuse me for the next hour, donate. And if it's a hard pronounced name, I'm going to have Ed pronounce it, try to pronounce it.
You know what was my favorite from yesterday? There's one I was trying to think of it, and I thought, was it called like Frog Lick or something? And they go, no, it was Toad Suck.
Oh, yes.
Toad Suck.
I think that's Arkansas.
And I thought, you know, what kind of person founded that town and said, you know what would really draw people here?
Yes.
We can have a festival each year.
What are the high school teams? The
Toad Suckers?
The Toad Suckers.
Toad Suckers. I have a t-shirt. We had a listener, this is several years ago, for Trivia Friday. And they called and got in, and we were talking about their town, Toad Suck. And I got a t-shirt in the mail.
Wow. Well, they need to rename it Frog Lick, because that was what I was thinking of.
Well, so that's my challenge, folks. If you live in a town with a very interesting or strange name, I challenge you to give to American Family Association. You'll be helping the ministry and amusing me at the same time.
And this is the Steve Jordahl challenge.
There you go. Steve Jordahl. No money involved necessarily, but
it's got to be something weirder than Paisley, and that is a challenge.
True. That's true.
There you go.
All right, Share-a-thon rolls on here on American Family Radio. We're coming up on 11:20 Central Time here on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Steve, and Jenna, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Let's hear from one of our fine listeners out there.
I am very thankful for Don Wildman and American Family Radio. It's probably been like 13 or 14 years ago when I came into the blessing of finding your radio station in a very strange way. I was driving an old Mercury, and it had gone, the battery had gone bad and everything, and I had never had it on 88.3 before. I'm in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and we're off of the Branson, Kansas Tower, or Bronson, I should say. And when my radio came back on, it was on your station, and I've been listening to it ever since. Brother Don has a legacy that anybody would be proud of. I'm so sorry for his family, but I know how proud they must be for the work that he started and accomplished.
You know, yeah. Tim, we hear those kinds of stories all the time, kind of odd God moments. So her battery went out, and so she had to get a new battery, and maybe the radio reset. And AFR was playing, and that's when she started listening. We get those kinds of testimonies. Someone will take their car into a mechanic, and they will leave it on AFR, and so the mechanic is working on it. He has the car cranked, and he's working on something and starts to hear American Family Radio and then begins to listen on a regular basis. So God does move in mysterious ways. Right.
Even when people are cranking their car, right, Ed?
It's crank. You know, I was thinking about when I was about to say the car was cranked. I was thinking, Tim's going to say something about
this. I grew up saying that myself.
But I don't know what else to say.
No, I know. I grew up saying that
I don't know what else to call it.
Because that goes back to the 20s,
when they 30s, literally cranked the car.
They used to crank the car up.
Yeah.
Start the car up probably. Yeah. So,
I guess start would be a good way.
Yeah, but just doesn't sound as fun as cranking it.
Crank it.
Crank that car. All right, you're listening to the American Family Radio Network, and we want to thank everybody who's called in and made a pledge already. We're getting closing in on 7,500 pledges, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we want to challenge you, if you haven't called and made a gift to American Family Radio, today is your day. Now is your hour. You're hearing me say this, and so please, if you haven't already, go ahead and call in. And be as generous as you possibly can. I'm going to give you the phone number. And what you're doing here, you're calling in, and you're saying, I believe in American Family Radio and what you guys are doing. And we're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so you can write this off of your taxes.
We don't get government money. We don't get money from big corporate foundations.
Nope.
George Soros.
We certainly don't get George Soros money. And you know, we won't take it.
I've asked him, George Soros.
Down at 31 Flavors or something?
Hangs up on me. So, I mean, he won't give us any money.
And
so,
we wouldn't take it. We wouldn't take money from the government and have strings attached.
No.
So we rely on the people who listen.
Yeah, exactly. So, the backbone of our ministry is the small donor, monthly donor, who gives us, we get a handful of
folks
who give us thousands and thousands, but most people give us $50 a month or something of that nature. So, and quite frankly, that's the way you want it.
Yeah.
Because we've all known churches where you have one or two big wealthy people, and if they get mad and leave.
Yeah, you're in trouble. You're relying on that as your.
Yeah, so you don't want to ever rely on that kind of situation.
However, if there is someone listening and they want to give us $150,000 in one fell swoop,
we're not going to say no.
We won't say no.
No, it hurt their feelings.
No, exactly.
It would hurt their feelings. I want to give you $150,000.
We're not supposed to give offense.
You can give us $50 a month. No, we're not going to do that to somebody.
Right. For 1,500 months.
If you want to make a gift to American Family Radio and be as generous as you possibly can to help us, our ministry here, you can go to AFR.net. You can read all about us there, too, at AFR.net, or you can call this number and make this pledge. make your pledge. And we appreciate it if you would consider us in your monthly bank draft, credit card, however you do that, debit card, where, however you do that, where you don't even have to think about it. You just said, hey, I'm going to give those guys $30, $40, $50 a month to help them out. That way we can budget, and that's always helpful.
Yes.
To us. But here's the phone number to call us, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396 is the phone number to call. And that dial, that calls here at our offices and studios, and the folks are answering the phones.
It's right not down, Bangladesh.
Right down. No, it's not Bangladesh.
You may not understand the Mississippi accent, but
good point.
But it won't be, you know, it won't be foreign. It'll just be Southern.
It's not going to sound like you've just called into your local 7-Eleven. Okay, but it's going to be probably a Southern. Some folks would be a Southern accent. We have some who have strong Southern accents, but most of our folks, you'll be able to understand perfectly well.
It's a good thing you're uncancelable. How do you say that?
Well,
you
know, is that offensive to say
as
that?
As the only native Southerner among the four of us here, I'm just getting the vibe here that you guys are you guys
can
are being.
Can you say that again? I couldn't understand you.
I'm saying you're getting the vibe here. That sounds very condescending. People who talk like I'm talking right now. So anyway. Listen, folks, despite what these three have said, and they try to dance around it, we don't care what you talk like. As long as you write a check, we don't care.
That's right. We're just cutting to the chase.
We don't care where you live or what you talk like. So anyway, 877-616-2396. Do we have a bumper or we have music or do you have the theme music? You got anything going on right now, Brent, or just a...
We got listener testimonies. I can play music for you. We go to break at 11:29.
I just thought that we have a song associated? We can go to the break. Don't we have that?
Well, like other people singing it, and we have like someone else singing it.
Yeah,
we could do the barbershop quartet here. You know.
No, you don't want me singing. Steve actually has an excellent voice.
All right, let's take our break early. Let's do that, and we'll come back momentarily.
What, do you need a coffee refill?
Yeah, I need a coffee. Coffee.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
Hi, this is Walker Wildman, and a couple different stories that I remember vividly about my grandfather. One thing, it's kind of a small thing, but I found it always stuck with me, and I find it kind of humorous as I grew up, and that is that around the office, around American Family Association and American Family Radio, when I would come up here as a child, and sometimes I would work during the summer, and do different things in the mailroom and other places, I would always go to my grandfather's office to get a quarter for a Coke. And it never failed that Papa always had a quarter in his pocket for a Coke at the soda machine. And speaking of the soda machine, Papa was very, very serious about the fact that sodas could not be more than a quarter. He had to make sure that sodas remained at a quarter throughout the offices here at AFA and American Family Radio. So we still today have quarter sodas, you know, and you go other places and you have to pay a dollar or two for a can out of the soda machine. But here at AFA, we still have our sodas for a quarter, and that's because my grandfather was very serious about the Cokes not being more than a quarter. The last thing I remember vividly about my grandfather is I hear stories throughout AFA from time to time about how he always was looking for a fight. He was always looking for a fight, and not in a in a bad way, but in a way that he always wanted to make sure that he was fighting for what he believed in. And so he was on the lookout for various television channels, for various cable networks that would step out of line, if you will, when it comes to the culture war and the kind of values that they were putting forth, or the lack thereof. So Papa always was on guard, on his toes, if you will, and he was always looking for the next person or company to go after for threatening family values in our country. And so some even called my grandfather Sue Happy, because he didn't mind suing corporations or individuals who were coming after American Family Association, or were threatening Judeo-Christian family values. Another thing I noticed, another characteristic about my grandfather that I love and that I learned from, and I think many staff members at American Family Association and American Family Radio will tell you this, is that Papaw was always frugal with ministry funds, meaning that he always thought twice before he spent ministry funds, and I would say that principle carries on today. He was always looking for ways to get the job done, but do so in a manner and in a way that saved money. And the view that, and the belief and the reminder that all the funds and the monies that are used here at American Family Association and American Family Radio, ultimately, they're God's money. It's God's money, God's funds, God's resources, but it's also the money of our donors. And that needs to be remembered and be, we need to be continually reminded that every time we're investing in something or we're spending any kind of funds for whatever cause around the ministry here, we need to always remember, where do the funds come from? They come from God, and they come from our donors across the country.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founder's obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed, Steve, Jenna, and now Debbie joins us. So we got the whole, you know, we got a band.
What's the name of our band?
I don't
know. Build back bitter from yesterday.
Build back bitter.
Build back bitter. Take the stage.
Huh? That's right.
Yeah. Debbie is from Debbie Wuth now is from San Antonio or Austin?
Austin, Texas.
Austin area, and is in town with us, and we are going to talk to her about what we're doing with the iVoter Guide.
Okay.
Because you helped direct that iVoter Guide. It is. Let me give it the background. Richard Ford was the gentleman's name who started it.
Yes.
With you, you guys.
I wasn't there yet.
Okay, you came along later, but Richard was a strong Christian activist in the Dallas area. He passed away 3 years ago or so, but before he did, he wanted to make sure that the iVoter Guide, which is a huge asset to the Christian community in America in terms of people can go and research candidates, and I'm talking about not just presidential, but we're talking Senate, House, state legislature, judges. I mean,
school boards.
Yes. So we worked it out where we purchased the iVoter Guide. We being American Family Association, American Family Radio, we purchased it from Richard, and just to keep it going, keep it alive. And you were already on staff there, Debbie. I want to ask you, number one, how many people Are you? Do you anticipate? I know you can keep up with this. Using the iVoter guide this year.
Well, I know 2 years ago we educated about 7 million voters.
Wow.
We're hoping to eclipse that this year. So we're not quite to those numbers yet. We need to spread the word because a lot of people wait till the last minute to get their information to vote. So we expect some peak traffic in the next
couple weeks. Where would somebody go to check all this out?
Well, the main place is iVoterGuide.com, iVoterGuide.com. You can link to it from AFR. There's links to find your voter guide. And the whole goal is to give you a personalized ballot. So enter your address, and you will just see the races and the candidates that are on your ballot.
Okay. So you don't, if you live in Mississippi, you're not getting the state of California's information.
Exactly.
And vice versa. All you got to do is enter your...
Well, and the benefit for you is you don't have to know I'm in Congressional District 2 and I'm in State Senate District 10.
We can tell you that just
based on your address.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Does it include also for Colorado is my former home state, and we have judicial retention, for example, and that's one of the questions that I constantly get because people pay so much attention to the executive and legislative but not judicial candidates. So does it include those also?
It includes those that run at the statewide level, so the state Supreme Court judges, whether they're running as a political party, which happens in some states, or if they run in retention. We have a team of people, actually law students and lawyers, that look at those judges and how they've ruled on things and are reading those rulings. We work with Philip Jaregi with the Center for Judicial Renewal.
Great.
And we rate those candidates, so those judicial candidates, because I'm with you. It is who knows what to vote on judges. Our goal next year is to continue to expand that and to be able to cover maybe even district judges, court of appeals.
That's
It's really a lack of information about judges.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't get those information for the states that don't have them run as a party because they should appear unbiased. Then it's really difficult for some people who just say, well, I don't know, but I just want to vote one party all the way down ticket and make it easy. They can't do that with judges. So so it makes a lot of sense to be informed that way.
Well, and a lot of us have heard the phrase judicial activism, and that's what's going on. So that's what we're rating is, are the judges following the Constitution? Are they following the original intent? Or are they legislating from the bench? So
to get connected with iVoter Guide, if you go to afa.net, there's a drop-down menu that says activism, and you hit that. The drop-down menu appear. Click on it, and then voter guide is down there.
I said click on.
Huh?
You said click on.
Click on.
Like a Klingon.
See, now you're making fun of my Boston accent.
Boston accent.
So click on. So just click on that that drop-down menu there.
Right.
And you
get
know,
yourself
or
a
little... avoid that and go to iVoterGuide.com.
go
straight to iVoterGuide.com.
You can avoid all of this.
No clicking on.
Yeah, it's a little known fact there, Tim. iVoterGuide is.
Yeah. How do you spell chowder?
Chowder.
Chowder. Clam chowder or some lobster.
C-H-O-W-A. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What are we doing here, Ed, with our Share-a-thon?
Well, it is our fall Share-a-thon. We have 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall. That's it for American Family Radio. Now, you can give all year round, of course. We don't refuse those kinds of gifts. But our Share-a-thon here in the fall is themed. The theme of it is Revive Us Again. And the verse that kind of drives that theme is Psalm 85, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." And as we've said on the show, and as we're saying during these 3 days of Share-a-thon, if there's anything America needs, it is the intervention of Almighty God as he extends his hand of grace to lead our nation in repentance. And so Share-a-thon for Revive Us Again is underway today and tomorrow, or the days that remain. We encourage you and ask you to give, to support American Family Radio. And the way you can do that is to call this number. And we have folks standing by right now to take your call, take your information and your pledge. The number is
We'll take it.
Did I say it wrong again?
No, you said it right.
Okay.
It just sounds forceful. We're going to take it. We'll receive.
We will gather your information. And not sell it to anybody else.
Right.
And here's the number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And
stereo.
You can go to the website, which is AFR.net.
What is that website again, Ed?
AFR.net.
So whether you live in New England or
that's right,
the South or the West, you can get that accent straight there. All right. So what's the next story, Steve?
Well, our Democrat vice presidential nominee has been campaigning, and he was in California, stopped by Gavin Newsom's home to do some campaigning with donors. It wasn't recorded, but it is reported that he said he wanted to do away with the Electoral College.
Come on, Tim Walz.
Tim Walz.
The knucklehead. Tim the knucklehead Walz.
Self-described.
Yes. Says he want, now, so I know Ed and Tim, you and Debbie, you guys could probably all explain exactly why the Electoral College is important, but we have a constitutional attorney here, and I wanted to ask Jenna.
I like it.
What in the world is the Electoral College, and why is it important?
Hey, you better give her a time limit.
I was going to say, so do we have an hour that I can? But this is why that my new podcast that is called On Demand with Jenna Ellis, we can go
long. When does that start?
And that starts this Friday, and so you can go to AFR.net, and you can click on that icon, and we're going to do some deep dives into exactly these types of topics, because so many people, speaking of the judicial branch, they want to say, well, you know, pack the court. And then other people say, well, no, we have nine justices and that's fixed. And people have all of these different ideas, but they don't understand not only what is in the Constitution, but also the rationale for it. And so what a lot of people don't understand about the Electoral College, so we don't have a democracy in America. We have elements of democracy embedded into our constitutional republic, as our good friend Abraham Hamilton III always likes to say. And for the Electoral College, until 1824, in every state, it was the state legislatures that would actually determine and appoint their electors to the Electoral College that would then cast their vote for the president, because we had aspects of federalism and state sovereignty where the state actually had a bigger voice in the federal government than what we have now. And our U.S. senators used to be appointed by the state legislatures. All of that changed, and we've gone more and more and more to the popular vote, just direct democracy. And so what the Democrats are suggesting and why they think the Electoral College needs to go away, which is actually our process for electing our chief magistrate or our president, is because they want the popular vote. They want California, New York, and these hubs of millions and millions of people to determine the outcome for the entire country, instead of having 50 laboratories of democracy to say, well, you know, it doesn't matter if you're California, you're Rhode Island, you're Florida, you're Mississippi. You should have a say and in our process and not just be completely watered down by these bigger states. And so they created this process of the Electoral College to ensure that every state had a say. And so if you actually read Federalist 68 by Alexander Hamilton, it talks about the rationale for the creation of the Electoral College. And I really think that we need to go back to the original intent and not allow for the popular election of presidents. Because imagine if we had the 24 states, or 25, I think it is now, that are Republican-controlled in our state legislatures. If they got to appoint their delegates, we would have a very different outcome for this election. It would not be nearly as close. So the only reason is that the Democrats want to manipulate the process, change the rules, so that they can dominate every single election.
Well, and the progressive, quote-unquote progressive mindset, I do like what Abe and others call them, regressives. Their mindset is, we want to aggregate power in Washington, D.C. We want almost every important decision to be federalized. We want education, to rules and regulations to come from D.C., everything. And to your point, and you can feel free to elaborate on this a little bit more, the founders set up whatever number of states we have. Of course, we have 50, or, you know, or 53, according to Barack Obama. We have 50 states that are supposed to be sovereign.
Yes.
And that was the idea, is there is some shared power that that they grant to the federal government, but everything else belongs to the states. And what the regressives want to do is wipe that away. They basically want 50 provinces under the control of the federal government. And that's where this would eventually lead if they got their way.
Let me see if I get this right. So each state is allotted a number of people, electors, that go to Washington to vote for who will be the president.
Based on their population.
On their population. So that's why California and New York do have, and Texas, they have more electors than does Iowa. But because they have to all, I mean, you have to count up all those votes. That's why Iowa is a swing state, and that's why candidates have to go to Iowa to campaign, and the people in Iowa get to have their priorities considered in the government, as opposed to direct democracy. You could fly from New York to L.A. to Chicago to New York to L.A. to Chicago, and those three cities, and the priorities inside New York, L.A., and Chicago are not the priorities inside Nebraska and Kansas and Mississippi.
Right.
So we wouldn't have a voice at all.
Right. And this is where, I mean, even when we were originally founded, obviously we didn't have 50 states. And, you know, we had the original 13 colonies. And then under the creation of the U.S. Constitution in its original form, then when we had the states, we also had Article 4, which is the process by which we can have new states come into the union. But the whole idea of a representative government was to say we balance between state sovereignty and the states that the state leadership that is much more localized and accountable to the people, and the federal government should be accountable to the states. And so we have this split between, okay, there are representatives that go to the U.S. Congress that's based on population, that's based on the census, which that the Democrats want to control that as well,
right,
by saying you can't even ask if you're an American citizen. We want to count you regardless. But then the U.S. Senate used to also be appointed by the states until the 17th Amendment. And that then became the popular vote. And we've seen how now that's watered down. And there's almost no distinction in the American voter's mind between the House of Representatives and the Senate. But the whole reason that the Senate actually had more power, like advice and consent of presidential nominees, is because they represented the state's interests. And so Iowa, Mississippi, even though they're less populated, they could have just as much of a say to U.S. senators as the big states. And it was a balance of power. And so much that has shifted in the early 1920s was the, and beyond, has been this massive escalation of a power grab and centralized in Washington. And one of the best things that the late great Justice Scalia often said is that the best thing about our U.S. Constitution is not our Bill of Rights. It's that we separate and limit powers.
Yes.
And what most people, when we think of separation powers, think legislative, executive, judicial, but we need to think about it on a vertical level as well. Federal government, state government, also the powers reserved to we the people, like parental rights, education,
right
of, you know, medical decision making. I mean, all these things that are powers are documents, are legal documents, are law reserves to we the people.
Told you.
Yeah.
That's why voting's important.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And knowing
I'm only
the Constitution.
Kidding. That was an excellent brief lesson on the history of Electoral
concise.
College. Yes.
Thank you. And for lawyers, we that call them briefs, impressed. But they're actually lengthies.
The lengthy. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And Debbie, again, what's available at iVoterGuide.com?
Information on about 13,000 candidates, including federal candidates, statewide candidates, state legislative candidates, select school board candidates, ballot measures, and judges. So get your personalized ballot at iVoterGuide.com.
How much does it cost to visit this website?
Well, the website is free because we're a part of American Family Association.
Right.
So
it's
you
a service
can support iVoterGuide
right.
by supporting AFA through the show.
Very, very important. And
what's very important?
A very important service. I mean, we believe in
citizens
voting. Okay, we just had some recent statistics out here that, what was it, 51%?
That I was just going to ask. That's exactly what I was going to bring up. George Barna has come out and said that only 51% of people of faith are scheduled to vote in this next election. That's millions of Christians who do not vote. My question to you, Debbie, is does iVoter Guide have anything that can help that someone can bring into their church and say, here's the issues and candidates that are in front of us, and we need to engage?
We have all kinds of materials available on the Take Action part of our menu. We've got resources for the church, resources for the neighborhood. We've got C3 flyers that can go into churches, little business cards. You can subscribe to our emails and forward them. But really, it's the personal contact. You need to talk to your friends and your family and your neighbors.
Make sure they go vote.
Them to vote and to be informed. If they say, I don't know anything about the candidates, point them to iVoter Guide. It's really a Christian stewardship responsibility that we all need to bring.
And a lot of people that I've met over the years, they're embarrassed that they don't know how to even get registered.
Well, okay.
No, you're right. I mean, that, you are right.
But get past your embarrassment.
Well, what
do
I was,
the right thing, bold. Get registered to
be
vote.
The man that asks for directions.
Yes.
Just do it.
There you go.
As I was going to say,
wow.
Okay, is they are embarrassed, and sometimes that paralyzes them. If they go to iVoter Guide, though, like some people don't even know where to go vote.
Well, on the homepage at iVoterGuide.com, you scroll down instead of entering your address for your ballot. Scroll down and find the map. Click on your state, and we've got links there for you to check in to get registered, to make sure you're registered. We'll give you the deadline of how many days you can vote or have to register before an election. In some states, sadly, you can register on election day.
Yeah.
In about half the states.
That works out well.
Place to find your polling place. We've really got everything you need to.
So in other words, you don't have to be embarrassed any longer. Yeah. Start now. All that information is there. You can start now, and nobody has to know that you haven't voted ever in your life.
Well, you can register. Tim knows, but Tim won't tell.
All knowing, you can register there and register often.
Yes.
Like in big city America.
Yes.
All right. You're listening to a Share-a-thon. We're just going over some of the things we do here,
right,
folks at AFA and AFR, to try to make a difference in our culture and society. We do a lot of different things that a lot of people don't know about. But right now we're saying we have a radio network, American Family Radio, that needs your help. Because we raise money 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that we can actually come on here and ask directly. We pass the virtual offering plate, as I say,
right,
and we ask people to make a contribution, and you can do that now. We'll take your pledge. If you want to call in and make a pledge, here's the phone number. You can call right now because we have folks standing by to answer your calls right here in our studios and offices. 877. Here's the phone. This is the phone number. 877-616-2396. Again, that's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net, AFR.net. Debbie, Tim, Ed, Steve, and Jenna, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Let's play one of the testimonies from our listeners.
Hi, this is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program, sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
What's the phone number, Ed, for those who want to give?
It is 877-616-2396. That number to call, and we do have folks sitting by, standing by in Share-a-thon Central.
Are they standing or sitting or both?
Some
are standing?
Each. Some of each.
Okay. Depends on whether they're Baptist or charismatic, probably.
Oh, whether they're standing or sitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was where they're.
But we'll take,
yeah, there you
we'll
go.
Take donations from any of them.
That's right. Absolutely. 877-616-2396 is the number to call again, or you can go to AFR.net.
I got some jokes. I got some Baptist, Methodist, Charismatic, Presbyterian jokes.
That's your next book, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Jokes.
It's probably inappropriate for me to talk, have those jokes right now.
Oh, okay.
Because we're counting on all those people making donations.
Yes.
So I need to wait probably till another day.
Yeah, next week. Wait till Friday.
Wait till Friday, and then I can come with the offensive jokes to each denomination.
There you go.
They're not offensive.
No.
I'm just – but there are some good ones, though. There are some good ones. Listen, I was looking at the weather down in – I'm –
You the, love the
older,
looking at
weather. Well, the older you get, the more you look at weather anyway. Naturally, I don't know why. That's weird, but that is – the older you get, the more you look at the weather. That's just year by year, you're just like – so – but I was looking at the weather for – and I typed in Siesta Key, Florida, which is Sarasota area. It's the beach by Sarasota. It's a beautiful place. Been there one time a few years back. But anyway, they are bullseye for – or ground zero for the onshore appearance of the Hurricane Milton. Anyway, what I wanted to point out, not that anybody cares but me, but you can at least act in
it. Other old people care, Tim. Okay. So you go right ahead.
You've always heard about the calm of the eye of the storm and the hurricanes?
Yeah.
This is the weather prediction for the rest of the day and evening for Siesta Key, and I hate – I'm watching it on – I hate to see that place. I hope it isn't destroyed, but obviously I hope it's not. But it's a very beautiful beach. But listen to this. What I'm about to give you are the winds, the wind speeds for tonight, okay? 6 p.m., 32 – this is where the hurricane's supposed to come on shore, right nearby. Wind speed 6 o'clock, 32 miles per hour. 7 o'clock, 35 miles per hour. 8 o'clock, 57 miles per hour. These are sustained winds, I think. 9 p.m. tonight, Siesta Key by Sarasota, 85 mile an hour winds. Okay, now, then 10 p.m. it goes down to 59. And from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, it goes from 59 miles an hour to 4.
Wow.
That's the eye.
Yeah. Can you imagine the eye? So it's stopping. Basically, the wind stops from going 85 miles an hour to nothing. And then guess what? 12 o'clock, like an hour later, it's back up to 60 miles an hour. And then 1 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be 85 miles an hour again. I'm just saying that would be. You hear about the eye of the calm, and that's exactly what's going on.
Surreal.
There.
We need
is the wind coming back? Doesn't it rotate back from the other direction?
Circular.
Well, yeah,
it's
you'll get
counterclockwise. Yeah.
It'll come from the other direction because it goes in a circle. So we need a meteorologist in here.
I'm close.
I think Tim's that.
Yeah, because I'm looking at my weather app, and it says for Sarasota, Florida, at 6 p.m. tonight, there's a 78% chance of rain. I'm pretty sure it's 100, but they're saying 78.
That's kind of odd. That is odd.
The whole night, the whole evening, it's 60, 80, 75. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's going to be a bad situation. No way around it.
Pray for those folks.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Steve, Ed, we thank you. Brent Creeley, our producer. We appreciate you listening to Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Who's coming up next? Todd, Brother Todd Herman, on the way. He'll carry you through the next hour here on American Family Radio. Take care, everybody. See you later.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.